for a prayer from Dinah.
God, instead of us getting on the phone and murmuring and complaining and gossiping, help us, God, to be praisers and worshipers. Give us a heart like yours. Because, God, many times we get it wrong. We don't do what we're supposed to do a lot of times. But, God, I just thank you because no matter what we do, you still love us. And you love us in spite of ourselves. God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for letting the sun shine on the just and the unjust. Thank you for your word. Thank you, God. Thank you for your darling son, Jesus. Thank you for your precious Holy Ghost. Thank us for thank you, God, for choosing us to be your children. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that no matter what happens, no matter what it looks like, we got you. And remind us, Father God, remind us that no matter what we're going through, we got you. Help us to remember that everything that we have, somebody else is praying for what we have. Help us to remember, God, to be thankful and to be grateful for the things that we have. We have food on our table, and somebody is eating out of a garbage can right now, Father God. Somebody's hungry right now. Somebody's thirsty, Father God. Bless those who don't know you, God, in the pardon of their sins, God. Bless those who are searching, Father God. Send them an angel and help them to find you. And many times, God, we need to be your angel. So help us, God, to have ears to hear and eyes to see, to do the things that we need to do. Help us to live that you would get the glory, Father God. God, we pray for the sick right now. All of the sick people all over these lands, all over these countries, all over these worlds. God, we pray for bereaved families right now. Somebody's got a broken heart. Somebody's had a broken heart for a long time. But God, we know that you, oh God, you're able to heal broken, wounded spirits, Father God. We pray right now, Father God. Somebody needs you for one thing, and somebody needs you for another thing, Father God. We just thank you that you're able to answer all of our prayers all at once, God. We just thank you. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're gonna do. We thank you for who you are. God, if we had 10,000 tongues, we wouldn't be able to praise you enough for what you are and who you are to us, Father God. Help us to be the children that you would have us to be, Father God. Bless the men or women of God who are going to break the bread of life today, Father God. Help us not just to be hearers of the word, but help us to be doers of the word. Let that word stir up in us, Father God. Stir up the gifts that you've given us, Father God. Help us to remember who we are and whose we are, Father God. Lead us and guide us into what, oh God, you would have us to do, Father God. Bless our children, Father God. Put a hedge of protection around us, Father God. As they go off to school, Father God, as they go off to college, Father God, as they go off to their jobs, Father God, we want to be with them every moment, but we know that we're not able to do that. But God, we know that you have angels on assignment to them, and we thank you for the angels that you've given us for our children, Father God. Bless them with the blessings that they stand in the need of, God. Bless them spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, Father God. Bless those who are suffering this morning. Somebody's depressed right now. Somebody needs you right now, Father God. Somebody don't believe in you right now. Help us, Father God, to live a life that somebody will come to us and say, who do you serve? Help us, Father God, to live a life, Father God. Bless somebody today, Father God. Bless them. Help them, Father God. Help them to say, I yield, I yield. I can't hold out no more. Let somebody come to you, Father God. You said in your word that you wanted all men to be saved, Father God. Help us, Father God. God, we pray right now, Father God. We pray, Father God, for the homeless people right now. We pray, Father God, for those who don't know where their next meal is coming from. We pray, Father God, for those behind prison bars and jail cells, Father God. Somebody's in there, Father God, for something they didn't do. And God, you know, and you have a plan, Father God. So we're asking you to open the prison doors, Father God. Open the prison doors and let them out, Father God. Bless those, Father God, who don't know you and the pardon of their sin, Father God. Open their hearts today, Father God, and help them to get saved so they won't go to a burning hell, Father God. And remind us, Father God, of what we need to do, Father God. Bless the men of this house, Father God. Thank you for the ark of salvation. Thank you for this ministry, Father God. Bless Pastor Nathaniel and his wife, Simone, Father God. Bless Pastor Charles and his wife, Tracy, Father God. Bless Minister James, Father God, and Minister Stephanie, Father God. Bless them with the blessings that they stand in the need of, God. Bless their children, Father God. Bless Prophet Dexter, Father God, and First Lady Michelle, Father God. Bless them with the blessing, Father God, that they stand in the need of, Father God. Bless every member of this church, Father God, whether they're physically here or whether they're listening online, Father God. Bless your kingdom, Father God. Bless your children. Bless the church, Father God. Bless us like we've never been blessed before. Father God, we got an upcoming election, Father God, and we really don't know who to vote for. So, Father God, put it in our hearts and put it in our minds, Father God, who to vote for, Father God. Don't let us be under an unworthy king, Father God. You choose the president. Help us, Father God, because, God, if we don't have you, we don't have nothing. Help us to remember, Father God, with you we have everything, and we just thank you. We thank you for being such a good God. We thank you for being such a good king. You're our heart's desire, Father God. God, we just thank you. God, it's not a cliche. Because if I had 10,000 tongues, I really couldn't thank you for everything that you've done. Everything that you've done for me. God, I don't want to pray no selfish prayer, but I thank you for everything that you've done for me, Father God. Thank you for the protection, Father God. Thank you for the accidents that didn't happen. Thank you for the incidents that didn't happen, Father God. Thank you for the simple days when nothing goes wrong. Thank you, Father God, for the days that we call mundane and nothing happens, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Many times we take it for granted that nothing went wrong. But God, we know that if nothing went wrong, that means you have us in the hollow of your hand. And we thank you, Father God. Hold us in the hollow of your hand and keep us, Father God. Keep us in your care, Father God. Help us to remember who we are and whose we are. You're such a good God, and we thank you, Father God. We thank you. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for all churches that are opened in your name, Father God. Many people are struggling, but God, we know that through our struggles, all we have to do is to reach out to you, and you have our answers. Open our eyes and help us to see what we need to do, Father God. Open our eyes, Father God. Lead us and guide us, Father God. We thank you, Father God. God, we pray right now for everybody who's going through tragedies, Father God. We pray for the people, Father God, who were on the bridge, Father God. We pray for the people who were involved in killings and stabbings, Father God. Sometimes, if we watch the news, we feel like the world is going to hell in a handbasket. But we know that it's not so, because we know, Father God, that you got it all in control. Help us to remember, no matter what, you got it all under control. Help us to remember, Father God. Don't let us get caught up. Don't let us get caught up in ourselves. Don't let us get caught up in this world. Don't let us get caught up in social media. Don't let us get caught up in gossiping and murmuring and complaining, Father God. If we're going to get caught up in anything, let us get caught up in you, Father God. Help us to remember, God. We just thank you. Help us to remember that even when we pray, God, you've brought us through so many things. You brought us through so many things, and we forgot. We have forgotten the things that you brought us through. So when we go through difficult times, Father God, help us to remember the things that you've already brought us through. And that no matter what we go through, God, that you, oh God, that you're going to be there for us. We just thank you. We cry out to you, God. We cry out to you, God. Because we realize that if you're with us, it's more than the whole world against us, no matter what we're going through, Father God. Somebody got some issues going on right now, God. And you know, God, forgive us from our sins. Forgive us for waking up sometimes and not even acknowledging you. Forgive us for going about our day and not saying thank you, Jesus. Forgive us, Father God, on the days when we wake up and you're not the first thing on our mind. Forgive us, Father God, because God, you're so good. God, we just thank you. We thank you for the clothes on our back and the shoes on our feet and the things that we take for granted. Because God, we know that you're awesome, God. We know that you're such a good God. And we just want to thank you, God. On this day, God, that they call Easter, it may not be the actual day, but God, we thank you that there was a day that you went into the grave and that you rose. We don't care if it's not the day. We thank you and we celebrate you today, Father God. We thank you that no matter what, if it's not the day, it happened. You arose, and we thank you, Father God. We thank you that you came up out of that grave and you saved us, Father God. We thank you. Oh, death, where is that victory? God got the victory. God, we thank you that the victory is already in you. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for the victory, Father God. God, we know that we already have the victory in our lives. No matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what it feels like, we know that we already have the victory in you. And we thank you for the victory. We thank you for your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that the devil is already defeated, Father God. Help us to remember that the devil is already defeated, Father God. Remind us when we're going through that the devil is already defeated. And all we got to do is call on your name. Help us to call on your name. Jesus, there is power in the name of Jesus. Help us to remember there is salvation in the name of Jesus. Help us to remember that everything we need is in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the righteousness of Jesus. Help us to remember, Father God, let us call on your name, Jesus. God, we thank you for the name of Jesus. We thank you that demons flee at the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus. You said in your word that every knee was going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords. We thank you that he's already Lord of our lives. God, thank you, for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the name of Jesus. Thank you that we can call on Jesus. If we can't do anything, we can call on Jesus. Even when we don't know how to pray, even when we forget to pray, we can call on the name of Jesus. Help us to remember the power in the name of Jesus. Because there is power. There is so much power. There is so much power in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you for your blood. We thank you for your son that you sent to be a ransom for us. Because, God, we're parents, and we wouldn't have been able to send our son or our daughter. We just wouldn't have been able to do it. But you did it. And we thank you. We thank you for being such a good God. We thank you for being such a mighty King. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you, God, that we woke up this morning and there was still breath in our body. God, we thank you, God, that like the old people say, we have a portion of our health and strength. We thank you for what we do have, because God, we realize that what we have, somebody is praying for. We thank you, Father God, that we have fresh water to drink. Father God, we thank you that really we got too much food on our table. And we thank you, God, that somebody's hungry right now, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We pray for the elderly among us, Father God. We pray for those who are lonely. We pray for those who are reaching out, Father God. Help us to be instruments to do what you would have us to do. Help us to be agents to do what you would have us to do. Lead us and guide us to do what you would have us to do, Father God. Somebody might need a smile. Help us to smile with the smile of Jesus. Help Help us, God, to give a kind word with the word of Jesus. Help us, Father God. God, we don't take you lightly, and we don't take you for granted, because you're such a good God, and we bless your name, God. We thank you, and we praise you, and we bless your name, God. We bless your name, God. Power, 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 power in the name of Jesus. Word that every knee, the atheist knee, the unbeliever knee, every knee, you said in your word that every knee was going to bow. God, we bow before you right now. We thank you right now, Father God, because we know, Father God, we just thank you that we know you. We thank you that you chose us. We just thank you, Father God, because somebody don't know you right now. Somebody's struggling right now, Father God. We pray for the drug-addicted people right now. We pray for the alcoholics, Father God. We pray for those who are lost, Father God. We pray, Father God, for those who have found their pleasure in someone else, Father God, instead of coming to you, Father God, because we know, Father God, that only what you do for Christ will last. We know that only what we do for Christ is going to last. Help us to build, Father God, on your foundation, Father God. Help us, God. Help us, God. Help us, God. Help us, God. And God, if you do this for us, if you do this for us, if you do this for us, we'll forever give your name the praise. If you do this for us, Father God, we'll be servants for you, Father God. If you do this for us, Father God, we'll call on your name, Father God. Help us, Father God. Just help us, Father God, because we need you. We need you so bad, Father God. We need you, and sometimes we don't even realize we need you. Help us to remember that we need you. Help us to remember that you're the first that we should call on. God, we thank you. Help us to be the Christians that you would have us to be. God, we thank you for this church, and we ask you, God, to come into this service like you've never come before. Come into this service and have your way in us. Have your way, Father God. Don't let us leave the way we started. In Jesus' name, amen.
You are listening to brothersoftheword.com. This was the message titled, A Prayer from Dinah, by Dinah Washington. This message is number 6645. That's 6645. To listen to thousands of free messages, or to send this message number 6645 to a friend, go to brothersoftheword.com.
If this message has been a blessing to you, and you would like to help support this ministry, go to iwanttogive.com. That's iwanttogive.com.
Listen to brothersoftheword.com often, because brother, you need the word. From brother.